Good morning. This is Josh Clark with today's quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. Now, you might remember in this passage, Jesus has just fasted 21 days and 21 nights, and so he's hungry. He's weak. He's like all any of us would be in a vulnerable position. And of course, here comes the devil preying upon him. You know, doesn't that just seem just like the devil, right? In our moments of weakness, you know, he preys on us like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And so we can really pull some lessons here that can encourage us in our own battle with against our flesh and against the devil. Now, the first time that I read this, I remember thinking, well, why would Jesus be tempted in the first place? Doesn't everything belong to him? Isn't he the Son of God after all? And then it hit me, and I felt rather foolish when it occurred to me that, you know, in a like manner, you might say, we also were created in God's image. It says that he created us in his own image in Genesis. It says, and God said it was not just good, but it was very good. And so not only are we sons and daughters of the King, but it also says that if we will choose to align with God, with our Creator, the one who loves us so much, and choose him rather than what the devil offers, you know, these shiny objects that are very tempting in the moment, but in the end leave us empty, unfulfilled, and leave us craving and wanting so much more because the devil can't fulfill us, right? But yet, you and I, aren't we so tempted? I know I am. Tempted with things that will leave us empty, unfulfilled. But yet, it's still a battle every day to choose God rather than the temptations of this world. And so when I saw it like that, I realized, wow, yeah. On the one hand, it's like, why would Jesus be tempted? But at the same time, I have to say, why am I tempted? Because we know that Jesus left heaven, left his Father to come down to earth to be tempted just as we are. And so again, it's no surprise. The devil would say, hey, you know what? Rather than waiting on all this, I can give it to you now. And that's exactly what the devil tells you and I. Hey, rather than waiting for heaven, how about just bow down and worship me now? And it's more subtle. You know, it's like, hey, you know what? Just compromise here. Just compromise there. And too often we give in. But Jesus said, away with you. He's very bold. Away with you, Satan. For it is written, again, he knows the scriptures. He has the scriptures memorized. And if you and I want a chance to fight the devil, we've got to do the same thing. I'm so thankful, so grateful that my parents had us memorize so many scriptures growing up. In fact, books of the Bible. I'm so grateful for that because it's been there for me to help me so many times. I've, of course, fallen many, many times, but it's also helped me some real critical times. And so Jesus says to Satan, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you worship. You see, God's asking us today, are we going to worship him? Are we going to get caught up in him? And, you know, and I want to encourage both of us, you and I both, to identify what are the areas that we're letting get between us and God that are taking our focus and our attention off of him. Because it's not that we can't appreciate the gifts. We can. He blesses us with so many things, you know, from family, our spouses, our children, you know, our homes, cars, the creation, you know, just going out in nature and beholding the beauty of it. But it's so easy to get caught up in the gifts rather than the giver. Right. And so, and then the devil, he has his foot in the door as we start getting caught up in the gifts, in the possessions, in the things of this earth that in the end won't satisfy and won't fulfill. So now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can subscribe to my podcast at Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. All right. Go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.